evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 21st, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I am Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the Zimbabwe economy.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or at www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
Well, that's the MDC mantra. They always talk about Zimbabwean economy not performing well. Theirs is to criticize. They have nothing to offer on the ground. They were with us for 5 years. They didn't do anything tangible. Now that we are involved in trying to turn around the economy, they jump up and start moaning and growling about this. It doesn't help.
Na etiena umkhonomi weZimbabwe siqala ukuvuka. Umkhonomi akusiyo nto ongaphonguyikamba njengomoya. Umkhonomi into othi nxa usithikula lokhu okwenzakala kumkhonomi. Uyatsho ukuthi umkhonomi uyavuka ngoba sesenze imisebenzi elinani elindaka. Utsho ukuthi umkhonomi usingcono ngoba intengo zezinto emagrosa sezehlile ngenani elindaka.
Kinto chinotishamisa kuzwa vamugabe vachiti upfumi hwenyika hwakura hatikuzwa kuti vanoreva upfumi hupi hwacho hwavo here ivo semunhu savamugabe nezanupf yavo kana kuti upfumi hwevana vezimbabwe chatikuziva ndechekuti vana vezimbabwe vari kunonga svosve nemuromo hakuna mabasa zvinhu hazvisi kutengeka mumazvitoro hakuna mari kuvanhu vedu vari kutambura zvikuru urombo huri muzimbabwe huri kutyisa.
Thanks for joining us once again. Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the Zimbabwe economy.
President Robert Mugabe came under a barrage of criticism from opposition parties and the public today after saying the country's ailing economy is beginning to recover.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told Parliament today that the economy is still struggling to grow due to sanctions imposed on President Robert Mugabe and his colleagues and lack of foreign direct investment.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. Kunjalo ke mahlabe zulu sasihlangana namhlanje jonga sawamukela mfowethu
ndizvozvo nhasi pane nijonga kandemiri ndakamirira blessing zulu
nyakuzwa mfowethu
wazvinzwa ka
asitai mfowethu
ngatirovei
kuhle kuti usikubona njalo
ndizvozvo hongovateereri nyaya iri pano tiri kukurukura inyaya yeupfumi hwenyika mutungamiri wenyika varobert mugabe nezuro vakazivisa ruzhinji kuti aiwa upfumi hwenyika hwaakusimuka kubva madhaka mahonga auri kukura uku asi nhasi gurukota rezveupfumi kana kuti gurukota rezvemari vapatrick chinamasa vari kuti upfumi hwenyika huri kutatarika saka tataiwa regai tikurukure nezvenyaya iyi tizive kuti upfumi hwenyika hwakamira papi gibe
nxa kuti ke umongameri mugabe ngati kuyatutuka kodwa uminista wakati akuhambe kudle
ndizvo
kambe chongo bonani kukona kuriht konapo kungani kuyahlupa mfowetu
hanzi totonzwa kune vari pazviri
sizve ngavantu vekhuluma sivini
ndizvozvo
zulu kandava asixoxeni ke namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk lapho sikhuluma khona ngezomnotho welizwe sizwile ke ukuthi umongameli uRobert Mugabe uthe umnotho usuthuthuka elizweni kodwa ke abaningi bathi akula mnotho othuthukayo okhuluma nje kuphela ukuthi umdala usengani sekhulile ekhulume wakhohle ukuthi kambe khulumani so hayi sizizwe kodwa abantu bayakhuluma phela
ndizozo asikukura kwehupfumi kunosiyana dzimwe nguva vamwe vanofunga kuti unofanira kukura nekuti vanenge vachiwana mari dzimwe nguva ukatenga mombe upfumi hwatokura
anti uyabona ke foi
ndizvozvo
so siyaqalisa ke ngicot ekhulunywa ngumnumzana uRobert Mugabe here is the quote and I'm quoting: let me assure our people that the country's economy is on the recovery path. Government is going to employ several measures aimed at achieving desired results.
Ndisho.
Yeah, ngesintu lapha ke uthi umongameli umkonomi kumbe ngithi umnotho singanisuthuthuka kancane. Ngakho lo hulumende uze enelise ukuthi afake akufaka khona mpana ukuze umnotho ututhuke.
Ndisho.
Singazithu afaka.
Vari kuti iwo pane zvirongwa zvakati wandei zvinosanganisira Zim Asset zvaanotarisira zvichasimudza upfumi hwenyika. Vamwe vanotarisira kuti kana kambani yakanga yakavhara ikasavhurwa hapana chiri kuratidza kuti upfumi huri kukura. Asi vamwe vari kuti vanhu ivavo vainge vari mumakambani vane makambani avo atinoti mahome industry.
Yeah.
Kusimukawo kwenyika ikoko.
Uya kukhuluma simili jonga simili kuchaya kuzwela mfowethu. And joining us tonight to discuss with this issue with us is Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, who is a political analyst and director of Habakkuk Trust, is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Dumisani Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, thank you so much.
Thank you so much and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Douglas Monzora, who is the MDCT spokesman. Mr. Monzora, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much and stay on the line. In Harare, we also have Mr. Maurice Ngwenya, who is a ZANU-PF activist and political analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me to the program.
Thank you so much. Just briefly, gentlemen, we'll start with you, Mr. Ngwenya. The president is saying that the economy is improving. So why do you think he said that? Is that true, really?
Very true that the economy is improving. There are a lot of signs that the economy is improving. If you look right now what is happening, there are some business transactions that are going on. If you look around, you see like a lot of supermarkets, rebranding, and a lot of activities taking place. If you go to the borders as well, you also discover that there are a lot of consumable products that are coming into the country as a sign that, yes, people have confidence in this economy. But also if you go around in the rural areas, you will discover that people are so much business-minded and all these transactions are centered on really a business. But it is so encouraging that the economy is coming up.
Joga?
Zvanzi navangwenya zvinhu zviri kukura makapinda munyika munoona kuvakwa kuri kuita zvitoro zvitsvaka kana kuti masupermarket ari kuvhura matsva. Vari kutiwo ukaenda kumigano kunopinda vanhu kumabhodha unowana vanhu vachipinda nezvinhu munyika kuratidza kuti vazhinji vane chivimbo neZimbabwe.
Avanye bangera romanchispe
ndizvozvo. Regai tinzwe kuti vanhu vanoti tine mutereri wekutanga pano vaKenyas mukoma Kenyas vari kuBotswana. Makadii mukoma Kenyas?
Ndiribo makadii mukoma Jonga.
Ndakasimba, titaurire kuti munoona nemaonero api panyaya yeupfumi hwenyika muZimbabwe kunyange muri kuBotswana zvenyu, asi ndinoemba kuti muri kuziva zviri kuitika munyika.
Aiwa, ndatobva kumusha masikati anawa ndiko ndichisvika muBotswana.
Ndizvozvo, tabva tangokubatai musati mazorora, titaurirei.
Ndinotenda hangu. Aiwa, inini chishuviro changu mukoma Jonga ka ndechekumuruka kweikonomi yeZimbabwe. Ndakatarirawo zviri kuitika, ndinoona zvichipromisa kuti zvingakutiitira zvakanaka. Ndakatarirawo hangu kuti beno vakuru veda vakasarwa. Ndakanyanya kutarira zvangu mining sector muZimbabwe. Pasarwiwa zvakanyanya, ndiri kuona zvichimuruka nekuti ndachimbotoonawo motikari dzandaichisangana nadzo murodhi dzakatakura mameshinzi ekuratidza kuti tinenge tiri kuuya muusha Mwari nemining sector. Zvokuti dai zvairamba zvakadaro zvichimuruka zvidoro, aiwa, ndinotenda kuti ndine tarisiro hangu yekuti pamwe zvingangomuruka. Nokuti president matauriro avaita, vanofanirawo vane zvimwe zvavaona kana umwe ukama hwavava kuda kuva nahwo pakati pavo nevamwe vaita zvokuti vanenge vanonetsana navo. Ndozotarirazve zvakare ndandiri kuSouth Africa ndichimbodzidzadzidza zvangu zvokumaini ikoko. Ndakaona kuti makambani zvakafanana naImbala Platinum Stars ari kudrive back to Zimbabwe. Ukatarisisa zvizhinji iyezvino zvinotoona kuti kuSouth Africa mastrikes anga ari kwawo ari kukonzera kuti iwo varungu wacho vaone kuti hano uko hakuna rest pazvinhu zvavo pamaproperties avo. KuZimbabwe kwakanaka, kuri peaceful. It's only kuti kana zvakaitika politically zvakaitika, but it's not much like in South Africa. saka ndinetarisiro hangu yekuti pasina izvo kungokwikwidzana zvokungotaura zvinhu zvisina basa vana tichitambura tiri musango ndinoona sekuti hangu ine mwari vakatiitira zvakanaka ikonomi yezimbabwe ingamuruka
Maita basa mkoma Kenyas. Gibbs, mkoma Kenyas says, you still want to continue taura yenyika amuda kuenderera mberi?
Ya, ndalichida kuti ndinokumbirawo pakutaura kwedu mustudio 7. Ndokumbirawo kuti kazhinji zhinji sei titaure zvinhu zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Kwete kutaura zvinhu zvisina basa. Toda kuti Zimbabwe tatambura, toda kuti ivakike. Nokuti kana muZimbabwe mapinde chii zvinhu zvisina basa, mapet issues zviri zvokuti zvikonde mumwe munhu. Zvinhu zvisina basa, ngatitarisirei kuvaka Zimbabwe, kuti Zimbabwe ivakwe, kuitira majeneration ari kuuya kushure kwedu vawane talayer efoundation inoita kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Kwete kujoka nechinhu choupenyu. Tiri kuda kuti Zimbabwe ifambe zvakanaka. Zvinhu zvokupinda kwerupasa kana chii mubhodha hazvisizvo zvinomurudza Zimbabwe. Tiri kukumbira ukama hunotanga nemataurire edu isusu kana paredhiyo.
Aiwa, ndizvo zvemaita basa. Tinoimba vateereri vari kuzvinzwawo nevatinawo vanyarikani vatakoka vakaitawo savana vamwonzora vataurire vatinonyanyotaura navo pastudio 7 vari kunzwawo chishuviro chamukoma Kenyas. Mukoma Kenyas Gibbs says he wishes that the economy grows as quickly as possible because things are not going on well in Zimbabwe, but there is room for improvement and there are signs that the economy is growing. And he says that maybe the president knows that there is something coming into the country and he's just like giving us a tip of what to expect.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And he's in Botswana.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kenyas, and those wise words about what people should discuss, you know, on Studio 7 Live Talk. Now we turn to you, Mr. Manzora. We know that you are eager to say something. We are interviewing you in our radio show, and you showed some bit of opposition to what the president is saying. But let's be honest here. Is there any visible growth in the economy right now?
Certainly not. There is no visible growth in the economy. And I want to just say, just echoing the last speaker, that everybody wants Zimbabwe to prosper. Everybody wants the people of Zimbabwe to live in peace, to have economic growth and to enjoy prosperity. But the signs in Zimbabwe do not show that there are going to be any improvement. We find the statement by President Mugabe not only false, but delusional and irresponsible, in the sense that it is a blatant statement that does not tell the truth. There is massive deindustrialization in Zimbabwe. Most companies are escaping from Zimbabwe to go outside Zimbabwe to Zambia, Mozambique, Botswana, Malawi, including Chinese companies. They are moving from Zimbabwe to elsewhere. There is no investment that is coming into Zimbabwe. Investment is going out. Also, there is massive unemployment. No single job has been created since the elections of July 31. So how can the economy be improving when there is massive unemployment? The companies are closing every day. There is poor service delivery. In the clinics, we see women who are pregnant or who have given birth are detained in clinics for failure to pay the bills because they cannot afford. Zimbabweans are living in abject poverty. Zimbabweans are worse off than they were under the inclusive government. We don't have to lie about it. We don't have to gloss over it. Right now also, one of the sectors which is driving away investors are the fresh farm invasions. There have been farm invasions in Goromonti and elsewhere in the country, accompanied by violence between ZANU and ZANU, or violence against certain races. And this does not bring economic growth. There is massive corruption. There are many children who are out of school. So there are no signs of economic growth at all. This Zim Asset document that the president is talking about is dead. It has failed to produce a single job We are almost a year after the elections. We are almost a year after the inclusive government, and the lot of the people of Zimbabwe has not improved. Being patriotic does not mean acceding to lies which are blatant. Being patriotic means we must be real to our situation. We must be real. There is nothing new that President Mugabe is going to implement that he failed to implement over 34 years. You cannot fail to implement things over 40 years and then come and say, I have new ideas. No new ideas are coming. We agree with Minister Chinamasa that the economy has turned for the worse. And it is high time that Zimbabweans look at a holistic approach on how to deal with this economy. Certainly, the economy is not improving.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manzora. We are going to come back to you. I think you wanted to pose a question to Mr. Tumisani Nkomo.
Yes, I wanted to hear his views first before I pose a question to him. Mr. Nkomo, what do you have to say about the president's statement and also what Minister Chinamasa said today?
I think when we talk about the economy having any showing any sign of growth, it's important to look at the economic indicators to show, for example, is there any growth in employment? Is there increase in capacity utilization? Our company is operating to the maximum potential in terms of productivity. What about the human development, indicators? Are people's standards of living improving? Those are some of the things that we have to look at. And when you look at that empirically in terms of evidence, most Zimbabweans are living below the poverty line. No one does not need to be a genius to actually see that. Most Zimbabweans are unemployed. Most people are struggling to pay school fees. Most people are in debt. The country itself owes more than 9 billion in terms of debt. Generally, the standard of living, except for the few politically connected, is actually going down. So we actually have to look at specific economic indicators and say which indicators are becoming positive. Is the economy growing? Is there employment creation? Is there employment generation? Are companies increasing in terms of their productivity? Is there more foreign direct investment? What about people's standards of living? The access to health, the access to education, the ability to buy, their purchasing power, and so on. So if you look at all those indicators, it's actually clear that as a country we are struggling. Mm-hmm. And in order to deal with our problems, we have to be honest to ourselves. Because at times if you are sick, you have to acknowledge that you are sick so that you can get a remedy. But maybe our problem is that we refuse to say that we are sick. And because of that, it would be very difficult to come up with a remedy.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. Stay on the line. We have a caller from South Africa. Sekuru. Magadi Sekuru.
Ndisekuru wataonga. Magadi enyu.
Takasimba. Sekuru wataonga. Tino fara zvikuru kuti munge muchuya pachirongwa pano. Ndino imba muri kunzwa zvotaurwa nevadare vedu. Nevamwe vatereri vambofona. Tipe iwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Mashoko emutungamiri wenyika ayo haatibvundutse munhu akura. Tinotovhundutswa nemashoko ana vakura navana rugare gumbo vanoti izvo ikonomi yakura zveshuwa nekuda kwekuti tine vachita nesecurity food yavo kuda pamwe chivage chavawana ichi ndo chavari kutoti ikonomi yakura apo hurumende irikutadza kubhadhara vashandi tingati ikonomi yakura. Chinotovana navamonzowa ndizvo chokwadi chai chekuti hurumende yedu chai chai iri kudonha zuva nezuva. Hapana chinhu chiri kumboendera mberi vakomana. And mukada kuona varugare gumbo vanoshamisa zvikuru, ndo vanhu vari kumislida mukuru wedu wenyika vamugabe. Vamugabe hatichatovape mhosva. Tinopaona rugare gumbo vanorega kuvataurira chokwadi chekuti mukuru zvinhu zvaipa munyika, hapana chiri kufamba. Vanoti for the past 5 years vari mubatanidzwa, hapana chakaitika. Varume, regai ndikuudze ndichidai. Ini ndakatengesa mombe ndichitenga line. Mutaita makiyo chingwa, tichipfira chingwa. Asi zvinhu zvazara munje, uti mupapata ndonyika hapana chakaitika. Kuratidza kuti vanongotaura zvenhema. Chokwadi chekuti economy haizi kukura awari kuona mota nema equipment akupinda muzimba nango kubvira nekubvira aingopinda asi chakabuda hapana varume nyaya ingoripo ndiye kuti dai mutungamiriro apo chidiki nomata kuti ari mupatipi asi kuti vamugabe chaikudiserezva vachagoni vakura vaakutoshandiswa nevapfano vechidika vachiona kuti vaone matorero avangaita.
Ndikubatei muromo ndichibvunza kuti imimi chamunotarisa kuti muti ikonomi iri kukura chinhu chimwe chete here kana mukutarisa zvese zvamuri kuti hapana chiri kukura?
Tinotarisa zvese. Tiwani tikada kutarisa mukaona kubva kueducation kuhealth kuwana iwo munhu wacho akagara kumusha kuti anotenga chinhu haakwanise kutenga mabasa haasi kuwanikwa. Isu tiri kuno kusouth africa kuno takasiya mabasa kumusha uku endi kuno kusouth africa kwatiri kuno haisiyo profession yedu yatiri kuita.
Ko vamwe vataura nyaya yekuti kumigodhi kunenge kuri kuti simukei uyewo tichinzwawo kuti migodhi yakati wandei iri kushanda muzimbabwe. Takatonzwa mazuva apera yekuti mumwe mugodhi mukuru wanga wakavharwa kubhindura wakushanda. Hamusi kuona here sekunge zvinhu zviri kunaka ipapo?
Kana uchitaurwa pamuri mupenyu mukomajunga kuti wakushanda kana tisingaoni vashandi vachinzi mari yava kupiwa mari nguva yakafanira ndedhete kutambira mari tingati uri kushanda kana uchitoshanda pamuromo isu tisingazvione vashanda hurumende shaya mari tingati uri kushanda?
Aiwa pane mubvunzo ipapo. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru sekuru vatino
vataonga
sekuru vataonga
kumajunga nekutipo nyadzi.
Aiwa tinoramba tichidaro muchiramba muchititsigira. Thank you so much. Gibbs, this caller from South Africa, sekuru vataonga, he says what Mwanzora said is the truth. So he's maybe supporting Mwanzora's views from what he knows, because he says nothing is showing that the economy is growing besides on paper.
I think even Mr. Nkomo said the same thing. So let's go back to Mr. Morris Ngwenya. Loko kwane cingweni baba?
Yebo mkhulu.
Yeah, asizame ngesintu lapha sibili uyazizwela umnumzana uMonzora uthe hayi loko kukhulunywa ubaba uMgabe kungana isiko. Kwabuya ke futhi lo Mr. Nkomo laye ukhulume njalo wathi kungani nxa sesikhangela lokho kuthiwa ama-indicators e-economy akula mkhonomi ongazani uyaqhela kwenyazana umnotho welizwe kawuqheli kangako akubaphendule sibili ngesintu siza ukuthi ungathini khona bafowethu.
Ye izinto lezi ezijengisa ukuthi umnotho welizwe uyakhula kumbe awukhuli isiya ngokuthi ukhangela ngaliphi ilizwe esingathi ku-subjective. Nxa singakhangela kathesi uhambe emadolobheni wonke amancane lamakhulu sokugcwele izindlu zodwa ezakhiwayo mihla le mihla ungahlali inyanga ezintathu ungafikanga uyagcinga ulahleke. Singakhangela emgwaqweni kumbe ebantwini esibaziyo umuzi lo muzi usule mota lezo ngezinye zezinto ezokuthi nxa singakhangela endulo imota zazigcenyeka yini izindlu zazakhiwa yini abantu babehlala belodge abaningi behlala emkhukhwini lapha. Ngakho-ke lezo ngezinye izinto ezijengisa sobala ubana umnotho welizwe uyakhula. Kodwa abantu engakukhuthazayo ukuthi ekelani ukukhangela izithengiselo zomnotho welizwe ukuthi uyakhula kumbe awukhuli sisebenzisa izinto ezazisetshenziswa endulo esingathi-ke ngama-measures lawo amdala. Kodwa kumele sizwisise ukubana kulezi nsuku okutshengisa ukukhula komnotho welizwe izinto ezihambelana nalokho okwenzakala kulezi nsuku okuthiwa-ke i-technology. Singakhangela abanye bazakhuluma ngokuthi imisebenzi ayitholakala ema-industry kodwa lingakhohlwa ukubana umuntu ulakho ukwenza imali ukusebenza esebenzisa i-laptop yakhe esebenzisa ifoni kuphela. Ngakho lokhu yikuguquka nje komumo wezinto. Singakhangelisisa umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe ubanjwe ikakhulu indaba zokulima nangendaba zemigodi okwenziwayo. Ngakho lezo yizo izitshengiselo eziqakathekile okumele sizinanzelele ukuthi ziya ngaphi. Kulezi nsuku ungahamba emaguswini lapha abantu bayalima ikuthi nje ukukhula lokho okukhulunywa yikuthi kusetshenziswe esingathi-ke ukwengezwa ukusetshenziswa komhlabathi. Yikho lokho okukhulunywa ukuthi hhayi izitshengiselo zikhona kodwa ufunakala bekuthi ukhule. Emgodini siyabona okwenziwayo lokhu kugcwele labantu abasuka kwamanye amazwe bayabuya mihla le mihla befuna uzongena-ke ukwezenziwayo lezi. Ngakho-ke mina ngokubona kwami umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe uyakhula kakhulu kodwa abantu musane ukukhangela ngelihlo lisebenzisa-ke izitshengiselo ezendulo ezokuthi umumo umnotho welizwe uya ngapi kumbukela ngapi.
Awubona ke Morris Wicha imnandike kakhulu I'll just say recap what you are saying. Literally says the economy is showing some signs of growth, you know, and is pegging this on agriculture and mining. He says there's a lot of activity in mining, mm-hmm. and when you look at technology, people are no longer going for the informal, formal sector.
They are using laptops.
Yes, they are using laptops.
And smartphones.
That's it. So he says, you know, people are no longer going for these industrial jobs, mm-hmm. but they can just sit in their homes and do a lot of businesses. And at the end of the day, I think he's emphasizing the issue of informal employment. Mm-hmm. So I think those are some of the facts. Now, what is that again? Umlaleli, oyeto lapam foyitu. So I'm not saying that umbuso, I'm saying that umbuso, I'm not saying that. Mstone akulu ubula wayo
yebo ngobula wayo
ye kunjani ngobula wayo
hayi ngobula wayo kuray
ye akusiyeleke nanga umongameli u Robert Mugabe mzile lapha ekhuluma ngokuthi umnotho usungazana uyathuthuka kambe ngathini khona pha
ngibona ngathi sekuyikukhula nje komuntu omdala kambe ungathi umnotho uyathuthuka ngapha abantu belahlekela imisebenzi nsuku zonke akuda mnotho othuthukayo la and vele le ndaba nalezi ma-asset mnamboni khasisi but yena uthi khona yindaba ezakhasisi umnotho elizwe sekuyikukhula nje komuntu omdala konke lo mondera lokho abakukhulumayo akuda simo ve ngoba futhi sebephikisana lo baba uthinamasa yena layo futhi khona hayi indlela engavuselela umnotho elizwe kuphela ukuthi kuye ama-companies asuka phambe kwelizwe kevele ama-business yike
kodwa kume njani khonapho singathi nxa ilanga liphuma lisiyatshona imali ligwegwa njani khonapho
hayi imali inzima vele ayitholakali seqinisweni vele nabangani bethu sebelabasebenzayo endaweni ezifana labokhansilini abanye sebethiwe imisebenzi ngenxa yokuthi abahola kula mali ekhona vele lokho nje ikho ngixoxa nje komuntu omdala
so ke ungamtshela uthini lapha umongameli ngenkulumo zakhe
umongameli lokho engamtshela khona ukuthi ukukhuluma nje engakhuluma but ukuyenza yikho kunzima kuye kathi vele khona okwawisa umnotho elizwe kuyini anti ngiwe wena sebekho ngikhala ngama-sanctions nje kuphela
hayi yes ye siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana Mbuso khona ngapha kobulawayo ungapha kwangikhona use-Country Park
hayi ngiselebhenguta
ye hayi sibongele kakhulu ke mnumzana So what you are saying here is that perhaps the president's edge is taking, you know, good care of him. Mm-hmm. Like he's not saying the exact things that he wants to say. We are going to put it that way, right? So then he said people are losing a lot of jobs. And when people lose their jobs, it's an indication that the economy is not doing well. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good point there. Mm-hmm. Then he said Zim Asset appears to be a program that is actually doomed. He doesn't see it going anywhere. He says, no, we can't see it creating the jobs mm-hmm. that are wanted. So, and he says it's very difficult for people to generate money. Generally, you cannot get money, you know, in Zim.
Indeed,
you have to work very hard, you know, to get it. So now, according to statistics that we have here, Chonga, Zimbabwe needs about $27 billion to implement the Zimbabwe agenda for social and economic transformation. Mm-hmm. And that is Zim Asset, right?
Yes, sir.
So, but the big question is, where will the country get the money?
In Ovakupi Mari.
Uh-huh. And then the country owes local, regional, and international finance houses $10 billion. In terms of loans,
yakanga yawana 27 billion, yakabadra shkwere 10 billion, yosara yene 17 billion.
Uh-huh.
That
becomes a problem. And then in terms of capacity utilization in industries, we know that it's hovering around 30%. And many people say this is totally unacceptable. At the same time, imports are actually exceeding exports. That's a problem. So for the radio listeners, we are saying that thank you for joining us today. But for those people who are on the internet, you can simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com. Mm-hmm. And then for our guests, Mr. Tumisani Inkomo and Mr. Douglas Monzora and Mr. Morris Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. Now this
is... So, ፕሮዲሰራችን ንጉሱ ታምሬ ነበር ያስተናገድናችሁ። ቆንጂት ታየና
አዲሱ አበበ በዚሁ እንሰናበታለን።
ትግርኛ ቋንቋ ስርጭት ይቀጥላል። ደህና አደሩ።
ሰላም። The Voice of America.